This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
So, Dennis, every year on August 21st,
okay,
and that is Sunday, I celebrate's not necessarily the right word. I have a birthday.
Oh!
So, my birthday is Sunday. I will be 1 year older than I am right now. Actually, I'll be 2 days older than I am right now. I will hit 56.
Oh, look at you.
And what has become one of my favorite traditions since it began, which is 10 or so years ago, maybe even a little bit longer, one of my favorite people in the world, one of the only Cardinals fans I like, there's only four of them, Ernie Ovias, Joe Ovias's father, sings happy birthday to me in Spanish. And Ernie Ovias is in studio repping the Marlins today.
Hey, well, I mean, I couldn't wear my Cardinals jersey because you would have jinxed them. So I'm at least somebody within the division, you know?
We want the Marlins to lose, except when they're playing the Braves. I would like you to beat the Braves.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I still have, for the Marlins, I still root for them.
Sure, they're rootable.
Well, they've won as many World Series as the Mets, you know?
Since the Marlins came into National League. Thank you.
They're tied 2-2.
Yeah, thank you very much.
11 for the Cardinals.
The Mets have won 3. No, the Mets have won 2.
In 69.
69 and 86.
86.
We've been to a couple of others.
Mm-hmm.
Three others.
Yeah, yeah.
73.
So
2000 and
yeah, against the Yankees. Yeah,
we did. We lost
maybe,
that.
Maybe this year.
Maybe. It could be.
Maybe this will be a year for number 3.
If you can beat the Braves and knock them down a few pegs.
Maybe we'll beat him, play him in the playoffs. All right, so
56 for me.
50, man.
By the way, congratulations on your retirement.
Yeah.
This is your second retirement. They brought you out of retirement once.
No, they sold me. I went from IBM to Lenovo, which was
right.
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, both companies are great. So
yeah. Okay.
I just kept working, and that was 17 years ago when I went to work for Lenovo. So
it was
48 years altogether since I've been working. I was 20 years old when I started. So
wow. So you were in the transfer window.
Yes. There you are. from the U.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice. All right.
So here's. Felicidades, Adán, en tu día. Ojalá que te arrolle un tranvía. Que te deje la pata partida. Fatalidad, fatalidad, fatalidad. Olé!
Thank you very much.
All right.
You carry a tune very well for a retired person.
Well, no, I learned from my dad and from my grandfather. My grandfather taught me all these old Spanish drinking songs, you know, when and Joe has heard them, but
he's
never learned them. When I die,
he doesn't know these songs.
No, when I die, that's it. Those songs go with me. You know, I know several. You know, and you have to have a little alcohol in your system to sing them. But you know,
sometimes. Have you ever karaoke'd?
No.
Okay. It's very good.
I've sang at parties and stuff like that when I get happy, but I was never invited to a karaoke party or anything like that, you know.
Karaoke in somebody's house is no good.
No.
Like I'm sorry, for people who do that.
But anywhere, I mean, when I worked at IBM or Lenovo, I was never involved in a karaoke event, maybe, you know.
Karaoke's fun. It's completely facing your fears.
I see. I wouldn't mind.
Public humiliation.
Because I like singing. I mean, I can sing in English, too.
You carried it, too. Now, who wants to hear it in English?
Well, I mean, Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
Gosh.
You've heard that one.
Stop with that.
I agree. I mean,
I don't come on here and sing Meet the Mets.
Okay. Llévame a la pelota, llévame a jugar, comprarme money y Cracker Jacks. Y a mí no me importa si vuelvo para atrás, porque hay que irle a los metropolitanos. Y si no ganan, se van para el carajo, porque uno, dos, tres strikes que está fuera en la pelota. The Mets in Spanish, los metropolitanos.
That's right. Now, there's no Spanish word for Cracker Jacks, because it's a brand name.
Palomitas de maíz.
Okay.
that would be like popcorn in Spanish is palomita, but that's too long.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have to, you know, make sure I don't embarrass myself here, because you guys have Jonathan that you're in.
He's very good.
He's very good.
When was the last time you ate a Cracker Jack?
I think it was at a ball game.
It has to be. No,
in Miami.
Does anybody ever eat it anywhere else?
I went to see the Marlins last year, and yeah, I was at a Marlins game.
My we have to wrap up. Joe Person's sure. coming on in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But Cracker Jacks to me is just, all right, we have this popcorn laying around.
Yeah.
Let's coat it in caramel flavored plastic. Because it hurts. And the peanuts, I don't even understand what those. Those are weapons. Those are bullets.
Yeah, but you get a free toy. Well, I mean, because I remember Cracker Jacks.
A prize.
Yeah, no, in the 60s, to me, if, you know, when I was poor in the 60s, my parents bought a new toy for me. I didn't have too many toys. You know?
It's a prize. It comes in a little red and white package.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for doing this again. I appreciate it.
All right.
I feel a year younger.
Okay. Well, may you have many more years, my friend.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on your retirement. That's Ernie Ovias, Joe's dad. Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We're talking retirement. And, Coach, I'm a simple guy, but I like colors. Tell me how I can color code money and get ready for retirement.
I like colors, too. I like pictures. Colors. I like graphs. I don't like just a bunch of words. And so what we try to do is we try to break down all those words on your statement, all those numbers, into three colors: red, green, yellow. People are amazed when they come in, and most of their money is in the red category.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Now, red means high horsepower potential. It also means high loss potential. So you have to, it's a give and take. You can be willing to do that or that. Yellow means liquid money. You can get it any time. It's not going to earn anything. Green gives you safe growth, but also gives you lifetime income. As we get closer to retirement, we need some green accounts. We need the green zone, we call it. And Baghdad green zone was important. Green zone's important for you, too. The next 10 people, Adam, it's a $1,000 value. Golden ticket we're going to put together for you, your very own total plan that has a green zone.
It's a traffic light. I hope it's green for you. 800-661-7383 or text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter. Tonight at 7 o'clock. Maybe on a television near you, maybe on this radio that you're listening to. Carolina Panthers will take on the New England Patriots. Patriots are expected to play many of their starters. The Panthers are not. Joe Person covers the Panthers for The Athletic. He is the reigning North Carolina Sports Writer of the Year, and his wife found my tie that I lost in Winston-Salem this year. Otherwise, I would have been tieless, and they probably would have kicked me out. Joe, you're in Foxborough for this. I appreciate your time. What are we looking at without Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and many other starters on the field?
Yeah, two quick things, Adam. One, it was a terrific tie. And two, I actually came home. I did the practices in Foxborough. I'm in Charlotte.
Good for you.
So I will be covering the game remotely tonight. But, yeah, and honestly, as the week wore on up there, I think the decision not to be there tonight, seemed better and better, because not sure exactly what we're going to see. It's an important – listen, it's an important week for a lot of guys on the fringe part of the roster. So it's an important night for PJ Walker, maybe to put some tape out there for an interested team or two, and for Matt Corral to get more looks after what was a tough preseason debut for him last week at Washington. But in terms of getting a chance to see more of Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold, throwing to, you know, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, right, et cetera, I don't think that's happening. And well, I know we know it's not happening from a quarterback perspective. So I'll be on the couch hoping that like something will be interesting enough to write about for The Athletic.
So the practices and in thinking about it again, going back over through my mind, Matt Rhule talked about the importance of this week and the joint practices in terms of reaching his decision at who would be the starter at quarterback. I'll just take him at his word on that, and that the decision wasn't preordained, because I would have no problem if it was preordained. I don't think you trade for Baker Mayfield without the intent of making him your starter. But what did we learn over these few days other than the Panthers like to scrap, which is fun? What did we learn about the two quarterbacks over these few days?
I don't know that I learned a whole lot more than what I'd seen in Spartanburg. I mean, I think it's pretty apparent that Baker – now Sam Darnold did have a couple of nice throws, but Mayfield just has a little bit more of the juice. And that's apparent in the downfield throws he makes, that in a lot of cases Sam Darnold kind of would prefer to check down. And it's also just the way Baker kind of carries himself. I thought last week, going back to Corral briefly, in Washington, well, really after the Washington game, it was like Matt Corral sort of told on the Panthers on these quarterback plans. In I think he was asked something about just his continued development and what's he getting out of camp. And he said something to the effect of, I am just putting myself in the back pocket of Baker Mayfield, and Baker's been so helpful. And he, you know, and it just sounded like Matt Corral knows who's winning this competition. And he has hitched his horse to he's hitched his wagons to that horse. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know if it answered your question.
No,
but
it does.
I'm with you. Listen, I think they wanted to give the appearance of an open competition for a couple different reasons. One, I think part of that's Matt Rule's sort of college background, not anointing the five-star recruit before he gets on campus. Uh-huh. Okay, fine. But in the second part is, to me, more important. Sam Darnold's got a lot of friends in that locker room, most notably Christian McCaffrey. Doesn't mean McCaffrey was going to, like, lead some, uprising if Sam Darnold didn't win the job. But I think Matt Rule wanted to make it clear for guys like Christian and for Sam Darnold himself that we gave you a shot at this thing, didn't work out because, oh, by the way, they might need Sam Darnold at some point over a 17-game regular season.
Yeah, Baker's coming off a year where he was hurt all year. He played through it, but he was hurt all year. We already know that Sam got hurt last year too, and that opened the door for the return of Cam Newton. Joe Person is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show at Joseph Person on Twitter, covers the Panthers for The Athletic. The other battle that I don't know if it was much of a battle. I'd read all along how improved Brady Christensen was, but Ike Ekwonu is the starter at left tackle. What did we learn about him over these practices in Foxborough? And is the plan to move Christensen to left guard and build the offensive line that way?
Here's the thing about it's a great question. I think right now, if you put a gun to my head and asked who was more ready for week one to play left tackle, it might be Brady Christensen. But that doesn't mean that's the right decision. For much the same reason, like you said, they traded for Baker Mayfield. There's a reason they drafted Ike Ekwonu, number 6 overall. And if you view him as the left tackle of the future, better to get that learning process started as quickly as you can, because he's going to be very good. I mean, he is athletic. He's big. He has the right temperament. I have no doubt that he's going to end up being a fine left tackle in this league for a number of years. However, as we saw in Spartanburg at times and again in Foxborough, he is going to have some growing pains. Mm-hmm. And Dietrich Wise, their veteran defensive end, who later in the week became sort of famous for knocking McCaffrey to the ground and starting one of the several fights up there. But the day before, he really gave Ike Ekwonu fits in team drills. And there were a couple plays that he would have sacked. I think at the time it was Mayfield, but I think it was probably both of those guys, Mayfield and Darnold, if not for the red jerseys quarterbacks were wearing and the quick whistle. I mean, he got in the backfield and got past Ekwonu pretty quickly. But Ekwonu also had other moments where you're like, okay, he's really big and strong, and if he gets into you, if he can get into you, it's going to be good for the Panthers and bad for that defensive lineman or linebacker who Icky has shown a propensity to put on their backs. But I do think we're going to see times, maybe week one against Cleveland, against Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, where Icky looks like a rookie, but that's okay. And then just to belabor this a little bit more, it does give you Brady Christensen as a nice chess piece to slide in at left guard or wherever he might be needed, because he is a good, solid, versatile football player.
Yeah, you know, one of the under-discussed elements of this Panthers team is that if they seem to have a lot of usable depth. Hopefully Brad Bozeman will come back and be, you know, healthy and stay healthy for the rest of the year. He's going to be out for three or so weeks. But it just looks like they've got a lot of usable depth along the line and some versatility as well. They've got two tackles. They've got some backups as well. A couple of very quick things, and then I know we have to let Joe Person go. Wide receivers, tight ends, very injured right now. Are they really going to use an offensive lineman at tight end tonight?
They're almost getting to the point where they might have to in terms of just blocking. They are banged up there. Ian Thomas has ribs. Tommy Tremble, who, by the way, I think is going to kind of be he's among my candidates for breakout type yep. player for the Panthers. He's dealing with something, soft tissue, it sounds like. So yeah, Robbie Anderson, I thought was funny. Like the first day in Foxborough, he practiced, after which he made it very clear that he's not a huge fan of preseason, period. And then the next day he showed up on the bike with what Matt Rhule said was a quad injury, which may have been legitimate, but right. I don't think it would have kept him out of a regular season game. But at any rate, it gives an opportunity tonight for guys like Shai Smith, the South Carolina yep. Sixth-round pick from a year ago, who's had a nice camp. Brandon Zylstra has been on this roster for a couple years as a sixth receiver type guy. He'll get a lot of playing time. Rashard Higgins, we shouldn't have been surprised that he and Baker would have an instant chemistry, because he caught a lot of touchdowns, I think 10 from Baker in Cleveland.
Yep.
But Sam Darnold likes throwing to Higgins too. I mean, he's caught my eye this camp. I would suspect Higgins will play, but maybe not. I mean, he's sort of secure in that starting spot, but opportunity for a lot of young guys tonight at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough.
All right, we will call it right there. We'll blow the whistle right there. Joe Person, at Joseph Person on Twitter. I appreciate you like the tie. It was my son's suggestion, and somehow I let it fall out of my hands on the way into the hotel in Winston-Salem. You're the man. I appreciate your time, Joe. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. Joseph Person from The Athletic covers the Panthers, and again, the reigning North Carolina sports writer of the year.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19th, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
For the last 3 weeks or so, 4 weeks, we've been doing a tour of NFL cities. We are closing in. Is it 2 weeks from yesterday is the NFL opener?
Yeah, September 8th.
2 weeks. 2 weeks, yes. Yeah. 2 weeks from yesterday is the NFL opener. We will be ready.
No,
we will
3 weeks, sorry.
Three weeks from yesterday. Yes, we all know what day it is. Yep. 3 weeks from yesterday is the NFL opener, and we are scheduled to do our last city on the day of the opener, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So today we head to Ballmer. Let's do it.
Yes, I love how you said Ballmer, yes.
It's how they say it.
It is how they say it.
Try to do it as the natives do.
That's why you got to drink some Natty Bows while you do it, too. National Bohemians out there for people.
Just say
know.
Natty Bows.
Yeah, well, I know.
People know. If they know, they know. If and if they don't know.
Let's
Have you?
That's the point of this segment, Adam. We're trying to educate the people.
When was the last time you had a natty bow?
I can't say I've ever had a natty bow.
Okay. It's...
I know of them.
I'm not going to say it's good, because that would kind of be a lie, because they're really not.
Is it like the PBR of Baltimore?
PBR is, I think, legitimately good.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good standard, cheap American beer.
Yeah.
PBR, like, it's not, even though I believe they're owned by the same company now, I think Miller Coors owns PBR. I think they make PBR.
Sounds right.
Like, there's nothing that compares as a domestic beer, domestic, you know, fast food level beer.
Yeah.
There is nothing that compares for me to the High Life.
All right.
Nothing. But, yeah, PBR is fine. But to me, I'd put the Natty Bow, put that in the Lone Star Iron City category of, okay, when you're in Baltimore or Balmer,
yeah,
get one and then drink half of it because it's cheap and get another beer. That's my advice.
Okay.
That's my advice.
All right, so that's one of the obvious things you got to do while you're in Balmer.
Right.
All right, things else you need to do, you got to watch The Wire, obviously.
Well, I don't have to go to Baltimore to watch The Wire.
But you should watch The Wire. You should watch The Wire anyway. It's a fantastic show.
Okay.
You get HBO Max, right?
Yes.
One of the best things about The Wire, or there's a lot of great things, but they actually incorporate, obviously, the city of Baltimore and actually people from the city of Baltimore in the show.
Right.
But one thing that it separates itself from other quote-unquote cop and crime dramas, it's not your standard, oh, crime happens, let's figure out who did it, and then arrest, capture, bad person, they get sentenced to, you know, for their crimes type deal.
Okay.
Whereas this is very much of, even though you're trying to chase it, like chase the problem,
right,
the problem only gets worse. That's the thing about it, because it's a reflection of real life, because it's, you know, about the war on drugs, and they use Baltimore as the focus of that. But as, spoiler alert, as the seasons wrap up of Baltimore, or of The Wire, you start to see that all this work that went into stopping this and nothing changed.
Okay.
That's what makes it so great.
All right.
So, yeah, it's very good. So, watch The Wire. By the way, Method Man's in the show. More reason to watch it.
Even better.
Also, We Own This City, also on HBO, is based on Baltimore as well.
Right.
Get a good visit the National Aquarium. The aquarium in Baltimore is a pretty good spot to go to.
Yes. National Aquarium in Baltimore is great.
Yeah, National Aquarium. You also need to go to Camden Yards.
Yeah, Camden Yards.
Camden Yards is a beautiful place to watch a baseball game. Any sporting event, really. Like, if you look at it as a whole. But to watch
your
baseball.
Your options at Camden Yards are limited when it comes to sporting events.
Well, I'm thinking of venues to watch sporting events as a whole. It's fantastic.
When people talk about best ballparks in baseball, and I have not been to as many as I would have liked, Camden Yards, I think, is on a very short list. The Utah Street with the warehouse, and there's restaurants and team stores in there. But you go to Camden Yards, my advice, go to Boog's Barbecue, which is over the right field stands. And it is, I think, that's the best ballpark food you're going to find anywhere. Anywhere. So that is my friendly advice. I have spent plenty of time at Camden Yards in Baltimore. Plenty of time.
So, it's a great place.
Yes.
And just that whole area outside of the ballpark as well.
Well, you're pretty close to the Inner Harbor.
You are.
So I am not a huge fan of the Inner Harbor, though.
I know a lot of people love the Inner Harbor.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's touristy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Baltimore. That there's not, it's not a long trek. So if you took an Uber and you went and just skipped over the Inner Harbor, you could go to Federal Hill, which I find more enjoyable than the Inner Harbor. Or you could go on the other side of the Federal Hill's sort of, if you're coming out of the ballpark, I think Federal Hill is south of the Inner Harbor. I would go to Fells Point or Canton. Those are more kind of areas with personality than the Inner Harbor. That's where I would That's where I would head. You know what else you? I don't want to usurp
you. You go.
I'll get to. I'll fill in blanks. Remember, I did spend 3 years of my life, actually a little bit more of my life, in Baltimore. So,
yeah, that's totally fine.
Where? What else do we have?
Well, outside of going there, obviously lacrosse is big in Baltimore.
Huge.
It's very big.
Huge.
I've actually played lacrosse at Patterson Park, which is right there in the dead center of Baltimore. I've actually played lacrosse there before. But if you ever get a chance, actually, if you want to watch a great sporting event, either when Loyola and Hopkins play each other in lacrosse, right there on Charles Street.
Right.
Either location, it's great. But if you get a chance to go to Homewood Field at Hopkins, especially when they host Maryland, it is next level when it comes to atmosphere for sporting events. It is a great place to go. It's like Homewood Field is essentially, think of it as like the Madison Square Garden when it comes to lacrosse. Homewood
really?
Field,
okay.
Baltimore.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were the first power, weren't they?
One of them. Syracuse.
You know they play Big Ten lacrosse.
I know. They do play Big Ten lacrosse.
Pretty cool.
It's just weird. Weird that they do that. Also, make sure you go watch some horse races at Pimlico, including the Preakness.
Pimlico is such a dump, man.
I know.
Look, I love it. Pimlico, I've been to Preakness before.
Yeah.
It is debauchery. It is a mess. It is a dump. It is unsanitary. There's I have nothing good to say about Pimlico other than the experience.
Okay.
But man, it's awful. It is an awful place. I have no idea how it's not been condemned. I don't. But it's awesome.
The Preakness is there. That's why.
Yes.
Maybe that's the only reason why. I'm not entirely sure. But
I think you just hit on it.
Yeah, but there's Federal Hill is a big place to go.
Federal Hill is a place you that like bed and breakfasts, restaurants. Very cool spot. I've Inner Harbor, touristy. There's a mall right next to it across the street.
Oh, there you go.
Right. But for me, better restaurants, better night spots, Federal Hill, Fells Point, Canton. And those areas have personality. Also, cobblestone.
Ah.
There's cobblestone in Baltimore.
That's a good point.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. You can visit Edgar Allan Poe's grave, which I don't think is in, might be in Canton.
Okay.
But Edgar Allan Poe's grave is in Baltimore. That's why we're the Ravens. Baltimore is the Ravens because of Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does.
Wasn't Babe Ruth born in Baltimore?
Yes, he was born in Baltimore. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm surprised you're not like a shrine for
Well,
him.
No, the Babe Ruth Museum.
Oh, that's
in Baltimore.
Right. That's right. I forgot about that.
It's a museum, really, to the Orioles, but it's the Babe Ruth Museum.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere I have the number of the curator of the Babe Ruth Museum, but it's been a long time.
Okay.
So, have we mentioned a crab cake yet?
No, we have not. But no, I was going to get the food here in a minute.
Okay, give me food.
You got to have some crabs.
I'm hungry now.
Got to have crabs, crab cakes.
Yeah,
those are the big things. That's the staple of that city.
Blue crabs, yes.
Blue crabs, yeah.
Crab cakes, but that's what you got to get in Baltimore.
Yeah. Got to get those.
So where am I going?
To get crab cakes?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, Fadley Seafood to Lexington Market.
Okay.
Do it. Do it.
What's it called again?
Fadley's Seafood.
Fadley's.
Lexington Market
Fadley's.
Is kind of like a big, it's a big seafood market. It's awesome. Check it out.
Apparently Nick's Fish House is also a spot to go to.
Yeah, look, Carolina's got, there's some... couple of players have NIL deals with Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
Yeah, there's one up in Baltimore.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of where they're kind of the hub.
Yeah, might be.
So.
Might be, but yeah, okay. Fadley's as well as Nick's Fish House. Now, I was looking up, obviously, donuts. I'm not going to lie. The donut selection a little disappointing in Baltimore.
Can I give you help?
I mean, do you have a spot?
Diablo Donuts.
Diablo Donuts is a place I was looking at.
No.
They were actually one of my top two. So Diablo's Donuts as well as Cloudy Donut Company. But I was leaning towards Diablo because Cloudy Donut Company, here's the downside of them. They're only open on Saturday and Sunday. But like, what if I want a donut on Thursday? Diablo's open on Thursday. There you go. Diablo, what kind of sets them back too? They're closed on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, we're recovering. It takes 3 days to recover.
Are we?
I don't know.
Maybe you need a donut to recover. Also, Woodley Bakery is also a spot to go to. They have a New York cheesecake.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
Why do I go to Baltimore for a New York cheesecake? We have a Baltimore cheesecake?
We're going to drive up to New York to go get one? You're in Baltimore. What are you going to do, drive up there?
All right, I mentioned I was going to give you an inner-city Baltimore golf course.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mount Pleasant Golf Course, mm-hmm. which if you went online and looked at reviews, it would get terrible reviews because the city of Baltimore doesn't have a lot of funds to upkeep the golf course. But I will tell you this. They used to have something called the UGL, the United Golf League, which was because black people were not allowed to play on the PGA Tour.
Hmm.
That was the black professional golf tour.
Oh.
And they played an event every year in Baltimore on Mount Pleasant Golf Course. And I found that to be a really good, fun layout to play. Absolutely inexpensive for a college kid or somebody just out of college with limited amount of money. Great spot. Love Mount Pleasant Golf Course. Played a ton of golf there. It was always in good enough shape for me to play. I'm sort of a golf course condition snob. So that's where I'm sending you, to Mount Pleasant Golf Course. That is your look at Baltimore.
Yeah. By the way, fun factoid about Baltimore.
Sure.
Morgan State, the Bears.
Right.
HBCU located in Baltimore. The first ever HBCU to have a men's varsity lacrosse team.
Really?
Back in the 70s. They actually beat number one at the time, Washington and Lee. Back in, I think, 78, I believe.
Baltimore is like a northern hub. Area of Maryland is a northern hub of HBCUs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coppin. Fang Mitchell was the head coach at Coppin. Mm-hmm. First time we saw an HBCU, I believe, win an NCAA tournament game.
Coppin State?
Coppin as a 15. Trying to remember who they beat. They beat Pitt? Mm. Or maybe it was in Pittsburgh? They almost beat, I think, Texas in the next round. Or maybe they beat Texas. I don't remember. But, Fang Mitchell was an awesome, awesome dude. Are we done with Baltimore?
We are. Monday, we're going to Denver. Tuesday, we're going to Arlington, Texas, the Cowboys.
So much soul in Arlington, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
How are we going to find things to do in Arlington that don't involve being in AT&T Stadium?
Rangers game?
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's just going to the other ballpark in Arlington. How about that? For 7 years, Trey Boston's been patrolling NFL secondaries, obviously a lot with the Carolina Panthers. You might also remember him in the secondary of the Carolina Tar Heels. We're going to find out if he likes dogs. He has now been summoned to the ACC Network. He will be one of the co-hosts with Mark Packer in ACC PM. So, Mr. Boston, first of all, congratulations on the gig. Secondly, I hope you are comfortable with dogs in the studio.
Listen, thank you, first of all. I appreciate you. I'm going to let you know, Chester and Fuller are getting me in trouble at home with my own dog. I told Mark, I said, listen, I'm going to have to bring my big boy over because there's no way I can keep going through this drama in my home. And the drama's not even with my wife or kids. It's with my dog. He's smelling. He knows something's going on. Are you cheating on me? I don't know, and I'm going to find out.
Oh, man, it's beautiful when you do that. All right, what kind of dog do you have?
I have an XL Bully, so he's a nice about 95-pound dog. So he's a big boy, but he's about as I'm not going to say as nice as they come. He's a great dog. But if I give him a little command, you know, we can bring out the big dog in him.
Trey Boston is joining us. I would like to see your dog just show up on set and see how everybody deals.
I'm going to let you know, he'll probably only be there for half a segment because when my dog is on go, he is on go. He's ready to play. Chester and Fuller are more relaxed, a little bit older, seasoned vets in the game. They know, just come over, lay down. My dog's like, no, I came to play.
Awesome. Trey Boston here, ACC PM with Mark Packer and Taylor Tannenbaum, who's a Florida State grad, been doing TV in Indianapolis. That's the crew and the ACC network in the afternoons. All right, let me first of all, what made you want to do media? Because, like, I'm not saying, you know, you should still be playing. Everybody makes their own decisions. Sometimes the decisions are made for us. I'm waiting for them to make the decision on me. But what made you want media? What, just to stick around the game? What is it?
Yeah, no, it's always been something that I've had a vision and plan for growing up. I went to UNC as a communication major, knowing that I wanted to get into this field, broadcasting, analyst, hosting, some way, some form. And luckily, while I was playing, I was, you know, in 2017, I was able to go into the NFL Network. I was all over the studio, 20-plus live shows, getting my feet wet. After that, I kind of knew, like, yeah, after football, this is definitely what I'm jumping into. And the ACC was literally the ideal plan for me. I said, how do I do what I love? Obviously, the people and my fans know I love talk and I love being insightful for them. I love breaking that barrier between a player and a fan and allowing us to feel like family. So to be able to come right into the ACC, something that I'm familiar with, I'm an East Coast guy, living between Florida and North Carolina, you know, being able to cover the whole ACC, which is all down the, you know, east side of, you know, the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
I just knew it was a perfect fit for me. And to be able to work for ACC and it was a dream. Truly, this is a dream that I've had for a long time. My steps were literally, you can ask my agent, I want to go and play ball. When I'm done playing ball, find a way to slide right into the ACC because I know that's something that I've always dreamed about.
Trey Boston is joining us. ACC Network's Trey Boston. All right, so like, I don't think I'm stepping out too far here on a limb. As a star at UNC, there's that team down the road that, you know, obviously you guys are rivals, the team in red. So how will Trey Boston, now impartial host on the ACC Network, handle, you know, just the, you know, the notion that NC State might be playing for, you know, a chance to get to the playoffs?
Oh, man, it's I was just talking with the wife last night. She's a Carolina alum as well, and I told her. I get a slight bit cringy talking about the boys in red, you know, in a good light. I do. But when it's your job, you've been away from it for so long. You know how to go about it. NC State has a good team, a veteran loaded team, yeah. A coach who's been there going on 10 years now. It's, you know, 9 seasons he's been there. It's one of those things that you can't go in there and feel like, oh, I got to be biased to UNC. UNC knows I'm going to, you know, put them in the limelight. But at the same time, I have to make sure that my coverage is unbiased and I give every fan base the information that they need. And State just happens to be in our conference, and I'm going to have to do it for State and Duke. And hey, it's okay. One thing I've grown is State and Duke fans being a Panther, and they love me. I love them back. We know there's no ill will. And those are the people who I want to make happy because I know that this is way deeper. We're really family members. And, yes, you went to State. Hey, I'm sorry about it. We couldn't all get into UNC. But
that's beautiful.
But, you know, I promise I will do my job for them and I get the job done.
All right. As a guy who was a safety, Tanner Engel.
Yeah.
He's my favorite player on the Wolfpack. Just I love the way he plays. Last year he stayed on the field. He didn't get the targeting issues that he did the year before. And I think a lot of people saw when Tanner Engel can stay on the field, he is a difference maker. When you watch him play, what are you seeing?
Man, I see an explosive guy who throws his body around. He's not afraid to come down like a missile and hit people. Like you said, he had the targeting issue the year before. He comes back. And, you know, he talks about it a lot, you know, getting his head out of the strike zone, being able to stay available. You know, he led in tackles last year. Why? Because he was available. He was in the games. When he's around, this is a better team. The guys have juice off of him because he's one of the leaders who, you know, each game in and out that he's going to come with it. and he's an important part of this defense this year.
Trey Boston, ACC Network, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Your guys, I know there are some expectations. It's obviously quieter this year than it was a year ago. But there are expectations, and I know there are a bunch of people that thought they could finish first in the Coastal Division. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. They have a decision to make at quarterback. But I'm curious, when it gets down to scheduling, when you are playing up, and I don't think you ever played at App State. You might have played a game at ECU. I know you played ECU when you played. But playing a game at App State, how much pressure is on a team like North Carolina playing an in-state opponent that absolutely believes they can beat you?
I'm going to let you know right now, that's a game that I have circled off the rip. Like, I know that the Tar Heels must come into Boone knowing what they're getting their hands on. Like, they're going to get into a fight. Like, this is the second highest opening season ticket, like, boom. Like, App State, UNC, second highest ticket available. That is for a reason. Like, App State believes they're going to come in and do something special, and they're known to do it. If UNC does not come in here strapped up, ready to go, thinking that this is just App State, they're in for a long game. So UNC has to find a way to come into their focus, knowing that, yes, everybody knows they underperformed last year. How do you beat that? You overperform against the teams that you're supposed to beat. You go into FAMU week zero, you beat them by 60. you go into App, you beat them by 21, you beat them by 30. Don't leave any opinions to what is this UNC team about. I'm telling you, UNC must go into Boone ready to strap their helmet on and fight. And early, if they set the tone, I'm not going to say App State will lay it down, but you must set the tone early and often. And, man, you have to ignite a fire underneath yourself to come out there with the W and UNC on the road.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Not a good team. No. You know? So for me, that's a perfect game to start the season off saying, we've settled our away game problem, and this is a great team who thought that they had a chance, and we just straight mopped it. So I would love for UNC to go in there and at the tone.
Yeah, and NC State's in the same position, same weekend. Look, for the state of North Carolina, I can't think of a better way to start the college football season. I know it's week zero, Carolina's got a game, but yes, with the Heels playing at App and NC State playing at ECU, it is a phenomenal weekend to start college football in the ACC. And you can listen to Trey Boston talk about it. Watch Trey Boston talk about it. ACC PM with Mark Packer, with all the dogs, Taylor Tannenbaum as well, at TreyBoss10 on Twitter. I hope you'll come back. I thank you very much for your time. Congrats on the gig, and we'll talk again.
No, I appreciate you, Adam. You have a great one.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.